Hi, I'm Walter Spires, and we are Hanging on Jesus Every Word. Today we honor Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. for his incredible work in battling racism and hatred for many years until his life was taken in 1968. I've always admired his courage and conviction, though I was a young boy when all of that started, and a teenager when his life ended. You have to admire a man who believed so strongly in righting the wrongs of what was supposed to be a civilized people that had fought the bloodiest, most deadly war in history on our own soil, primarily for the sake of freeing people, because God never intended that one man would own another as property. I grew up in the South in a world of unbelievable racism and hatred of whites toward blacks. And what I learned over the years, there wasn't any real reason for it. It was a generational sin. And the Bible has talked about those. I was very, very fortunate in that no one in my immediate family, meaning my parents, were bigoted or racist. But most of my relatives were, and many of the kids I went to elementary, middle, high school, and college with were racist, and they came from racist families. Again, it was a generational thing. Their parents believed or spoke that way, and so they grew up thinking it was okay. That's how generational sin works. There were those who were fortunate like me that didn't bring that baggage to the table. The church was right smack in the middle of it. I went to a racist church with racist deacons and other leaders. The entire denomination was birthed out of a right for slavery to exist, though some argue that decades later, there was confession and repentance and apology for those positions. That was a good thing. The question is this, where are you when it comes to racism in your heart? You may say the right things. You may try to have changed things to make it appear that that's no longer an issue for you. But the Holy Spirit knows your heart of hearts. And what I want to do today is simply call you to examine your own heart. And if there is racial hatred of anyone, regardless of skin color, religion, all those things that we tend to hold against people, which God abhors, by the way, then I want to call you to a time of repentance and confession as soon as I say amen at the end of this prayer. Because apart from that, if you hold hatred in your heart, it doesn't call into question anyone else's salvation except your own. We're clearly taught in Scripture, you can't love Jesus Christ, you can't love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, say that you're a Christian, and yet have this hatred in your heart for people who don't look, think, or act like you do. It's not possible. And that's the Word of God speaking, not Walter Spires. In recent months, I've taught you a couple of examples that involve Jesus and racism. It was with the Jews and the Samaritans. The first was the woman at the well. Not only did Jesus engage her as a Samaritan, as a woman, but because of that interaction, her belief, her witnessing and testimony, he revealed himself as Messiah when he had not done that yet to the Jews, and many were saved. And then, of course, there's the story of the Good Samaritan. And he chose Samaritan for one reason, because as we learned in the woman at the well story, the Jews hate Samaritans, and the Samaritans hate them back. It was all about race. Jesus closed that story by asking the lawyer, the Jew, when he went through and talked about how that Samaritan had taken care of that man and done all these wonderful things to help bring him back to health, Jesus said, "Who is the neighbor?" And the man probably bashfully and shyly and embarrassingly said, "The one who showed him mercy." And Jesus ended that story by saying, "Go and do the same." My dear brothers and sisters, it is right to honor someone who did so much good for our country in terms of trying to call attention to horrific, horrible acts that were going on 100 years after the Civil War had supposedly ended all that. It still exists today. It still exists within some churches and the hearts of people who call themselves Christians. My challenge to you is to make sure that it's not your heart and it's not your church. I close with these verses in Acts chapter 10 because it demonstrates that Peter had learned a difficult lesson himself with regard to the racial issues between Jews and everyone else, the Gentiles. In verses 34 and 35, we read, "Opening his mouth, Peter said, 'I most certainly understand now,'" emphasis on that word now, "'that God is not one to show partiality, but in every nation, the man who fears him and does what is right is welcome to him. Hanging on his every word. For Christ's sake, amen." To learn more about how you can become a Christian, grow in your walk with the Lord, donate to help keep this ministry going strong, and receive freely of all the biblical content, video, audio, and written, go to onlyjesus.life. That's onlyjesus.life.